Well, my biggest thing was I wanted shoes that weren't in Australia. So I spent about 6 months sourcing different shoes and different companies from overseas that no one in Australia had, that were young and fun focused. We also created our own label of shoes and got our own shoes made in Spain.
You're making your own shoes. So you're designing shoes and having them made in another country. How do you go about that?
It was a bit of potluck of Google researching. One night, we found a company that works with you to design shoes. So they've got the knowledge on how to actually create the structure of the shoe. But we got to do the physical design of the leather that we used, or the suede, the colours, how we wanted all the styling cut around the toes and the design on the heels. Put together a lot of designs and sent it to them. And then they'd tailor them and say, that won't work for your customer base, this will. And then together we came up, we only started with a range of 10, and we're just looking at expanding now, and it's gone really well for us.
What made you an expert on shoes?
I think because I never had them, and always looking at other people's shoes, you become a little bit obsessed, and never being able to fit into them. I just always wanted them, and now I've got them.
So you're still a size 12?
No, I'm a size 13 now since my kids, so I've gone up another size. And
it's funny you should say that you've gone up a size, because I've noticed that my shoe size has changed as well. Do you think that's more about sizing?
We do. Probably one of the biggest things we've found is that a lot of customers come to us and say, I'm a size 11, and we say, well, in our shoes you're going to be a size 12. Because nearly all our shoes are US sized, US sizing is a size bigger than Australia.
With everything being made in China, I've noticed, you know, even clothes are changing. Is that going to be the stock standard sizing, like coming out of China being made on US sizes?
I expect it to go that way, especially with our suppliers. We're seeing more and more customers are going up a size, and their feet haven't changed. When you have kids, yes, they do up and down. But most of our customers, their feet haven't changed, but they've definitely gone up a size in shoes, which has made it more interesting, because I was only tailoring from sizes 10 to 12 when we started. And now we cater for size 10 to 15.
I don't believe there's women out there with size 15 feet.
Pretty much our biggest selling size at the moment.
Are you sure they're women?
We have both. We definitely have both. Mardi Gras is definitely a busy time for us.
That's brilliant. And I mean, you know, most of those people that attend Mardi Gras are in Sydney. How are you able to compete with those stores?
Our biggest advertiser and our way of getting our stuff out there is Facebook. It has just been a godsend to us in getting the word out there of sharing what we do, and word of mouth. We don't do a lot of advertising. We have built ourselves up purely by word of mouth and reputation of what we're doing.
The word is definitely getting around. I'm just wondering how far you can actually take this. I mean, how much has it grown in the time you've been operating?
Grown a lot. The whole time I've been doing it, besides when I was on maternity leave, I've also worked full-time. So it's a nighttime business for us. At the moment, we're looking at turning it into full-time after June. And that's probably our biggest step. So we're taking the risk and putting ourselves completely into it, and we're ready for that. We've got a wholesale contract for one of our suppliers over in the United States, Barefoot Tess, and they've worked with us so that we can on-sell shoes to other shops and in Australia.
How many other companies do what you're doing in Australia?
There are a few, probably about seven of us across the board. We've just made a point of having our own particular brands that for young girls is what we're kind of catering for.
So how do you secure exclusive brands?
A lot of convincing and a lot of talking with them, and also making sure it's right for us. You don't just want to get the exclusive, say no one else has them. They've got to be the right shoe for you. But just really good communication and the openness with overseas wholesalers.
What do you think it is about shoes that can make a business, well, virtually an overnight success?
Everyone's got to wear them. And women love them. If there's a race day, you've got to have the shoes to go with the dress. It's a big industry. I think it's like hairdressing. Everyone's got to have their hair cut. Everyone's got to wear a pair of shoes. And the online environment in the business world at the moment, it's let us get there.
So what surprised you most about the direction your business is headed in?
That it worked, I think, is the biggest thing. We've been really blown away by it and the success we've had, and that the feedback we're getting from people. And last week a girl couldn't find Deb shoes. She's a size 13 and she finally got some Deb shoes and sent me a photo of them, and she was happy because she had shoes that were feminine and pretty for her to wear, and she wasn't wearing old granny or masculine shoes.
So apart from Spain, where you have your line made, and the US, which you've mentioned, where else do you source your shoes?
Italy and Brazil are the two other places. We try to make sure we've got a range of the high handmade Italian shoes, and we do have some from China as well. And then the Brazilian shoes are just very fun, nice heels.
Where does your biggest customer base come from?
Western Australia, which has really surprised us. We thought, being a Queensland business, we'd pretty much stay in